Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Howdy doody! Welcome to your very freaking late, I'm sorry, edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it's Thursday. Yeah, you know that already because we're late, right? Okay. It's July 23rd, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Okay, well, we're going to talk about first is you naughty little Britons out there. You've been downloading stuff illegally. Come on, admit it. Yes, according to the Intellectual Property Office, that's IPO for short. Yes, illegal downloading is on the rise in the UK. In fact, it's risen from 17% up to 18%. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a whole lot. Oh, whoop-de-doo, 1%. But they're saying that 1% actually equals roughly 7.8 billion Brits now are pirating more than they were, say, back in 2013. Also found out in this study, 9% of internet users ages 12 and above have admitted to downloading or streaming music illegally at least once between March and May of 2015. Ooh, you naughty little kids. So yeah, you get the idea. Piracy is on the rise. But there is some good news. Now, most of the people that did download the stuff illegally also said in the study that when they were presented with the legal route, say like something like Netflix, that totally changed their mind and they decided to go that route. I think they're just saying that for the sake of the study. Yeah, imagine that, people not being truthful in a study. All right, we've pretty much known that with Google Plus and all that, you know, when we switched over to Google Photos, we kind of wondered, okay, what's going to be going on with Google Plus Photos? Well, not a whole heck of a lot. After August 1st, the company has announced via a blog post of all places that Google Plus Photos will officially shut down on August 1st. The Android version is going to be the first to go, followed by the iOS and then web versions. Google's saying that the move is in part of an effort to ensure that everyone has the best photo experience that they can deliver, so that's through Google Photos and no longer through Google Plus Photos. Now, if you're worried about those photos that are on Google Plus, no need to worry. Google says they still will remain safely stored and available via your photos.google.com for export to Google Takeout, as they're calling it. So Google Plus Photos is dying soon? How long before we see the death of the Plus altogether? Okay, I'm sure you're pretty much like me. You know, when people film a video in portrait mode, then they stick it up on YouTube and you gotta tilt your head to one side. Most annoying thing in the world, isn't it? Well, finally, it seems YouTube might be coming to your and I's rescue, thank goodness. At least if you're running an Android device, anyways. According to the people over at Android Police, a new version of the YouTube that's 10.28 if you're keeping track. If you're watching one of those videos that's shot in the most idiotic manner, well, then you can select the vertical video for YouTube. Now, like I was saying, for now, the fix is only for Android. We don't know when iOS is going to be coming out. And if you're watching YouTube on your browser at your desktop or laptop, I don't know when a fix is coming for you either. So I guess in the meantime, just tilt your monitor to one side or whatever. Or, you know, just suffer from whiplash like we've been doing for the last 10 years. Now, we know the PlayStation 4, it's a lot more than just a powerful, get-it-funky gaming device. It's a heck of an entertainment device, too. But it's been lacking one major thing. Yep, you guessed it, a freaking remote. How the hell could it lack a remote? According to some listings we're seeing on Amazon and GameStop, yeah, PlayStation 4 remote, it gonna be coming pretty soon. In fact, by this fall. The remote that we're seeing manufactured by PDP is actually an officially licensed product for the system. It's set actually to retail for $30, so yeah, it's not bad at all. And it can also act as your universal remote too. So it can control your television, your set-top box, your audio receiver, and of course that PlayStation 4 console. So come fall, our PlayStation Entertainment Media Rooms? Yeah, they're about to become a little bit happier. And finally, are you a Google freak? Do you just love everything about Google? Well, guess what? Seems that Google loves everything about you. In fact, they know a lot about you. Example, say you're using Google now on your smartphone. You probably knew that Google was tracking your location to, you know, push you some information that may be useful to you. And you're thinking, yeah, that's fantastic. But what you may not realize is just how much location data Google is keeping all about you. And they're calling this service to you, your timeline. This Your Timeline feature will now let you visualize your real-world routines. Yep, pretty much everything you do, everywhere you go, it's all being tracked by Google. It lets you just swipe your way through your day and you can see where Google has seen you all day long. Even creepier, say you've taken a photo at a certain place. Well, Google will remember that place. It'll actually show you the photo that you took. Getting creepier for you? All right, now before I have a whole bunch of Google haters sending me email, Google saying that your data is completely private and you can delete it at any time. Gives a whole new meaning to Smit knowing your shit, doesn't it? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Friday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on all the technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. Hopefully a little bit better than today's was. Today's news was a little, I know, sorry. Until then, hope your Thursday's going well. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much for listening.